Britain. Foreign policy. Oceans apart. Britain has agreed to cede the Chagos Islands to Mauritius.
Few places in the world are quite so remote as the 60 or so islands that make up the Chagos Archipelago. Africa sits 3,000 kilometres to the west, Indonesia 3,000 kilometres to the east. The nearest large landmass is Sri Lanka, 1,700 kilometres to the northeast. More than 50 types of shark live in its pristine reefs, but the archipelago's main resident is much more lethal, a military base on Diego Garcia, the largest island leased to America by Britain since the 1970s. The case of Diego Garcia pulls together Britain's troubling colonial legacy, modern concerns about human rights and international law, and the hard realities of geopolitics. Its location, midway between the Middle East and Asia, is strategically important. American planes flew sorties from it during both Gulf Wars and the war in Afghanistan. Britain set up the base for America in the late 1960s and early 1970s, forcibly expelling the archipelago's inhabitants, the Chagossians, and holding on to the islands as the British Indian Ocean Territory after Mauritius, another colonial possession in the ocean, had gained independence. America granted Britain a discount on a nuclear weapons deal in return. On October the 3rd, the British government announced a preliminary deal to cede sovereignty of the islands to Mauritius. Under the agreement, the Diego Garcia base will remain in British hands and under American control for the term of a renewable 99-year lease. Britain will also pay Mauritius to build infrastructure and eventually resettle some of the smaller Chagos Islands. The deal is clearly good for Mauritius and soothes a diplomatic irritant for Britain, but it doesn't much help the Chagossians. The real beneficiary may well be the government in Beijing. The Mauritian government has argued that the deal marks the return of Britain's last African colony and the righting of a historic injustice. The reality is much messier. The link between Mauritius and the Chagos Islands is fairly flimsy. The two territories are 2,000 kilometres apart and share no pre-colonial history. In 2019, the International Court of Justice issued a non-binding opinion determining that Britain's separation of Mauritius and the Chagos Islands was unlawful, on the basis that international law forbade a colonial power from dividing a territory before independence. Although unenforceable, that decision galvanised international outrage and became an increasing diplomatic headache for Britain. Mostly left out of the negotiations have been the Chagossians themselves. Initially taken to the Seychelles and Mauritius, where many faced racial discrimination, they were eventually offered British citizenship. A sizeable community now lives in Crawley, near Gatwick Airport. The majority of us feel stabbed in the back by the UK government. Unhappy, disappointed, frustrated, says Pascalina Nelan, one British-based Chagossian. We don't want a change in sovereignty without consulting us. We were never consulted. Peter Lamb, the MP for Crawley, said he has not heard a single local Chagossian voice in favour of ceding the islands to Mauritius. The Mauritian Prime Minister has suggested that only Chagossians with Mauritian citizenship would be eligible to resettle, leaving out many in Britain or the Seychelles. Publicly, the American government has supported the deal. The Americans can live with this deal enough to sign off on it because it's happened, says David Blagden of Exeter University. But they may well retain some significant security concerns that they've voiced privately to the British and will have sought to get the Mauritians to mitigate. One worry is that China may have an easier time snooping if the archipelago is in Mauritian hands. Further out, the loss of sovereignty means future Mauritian governments could call the lease into question. Backers of the deal argue that ending legal ambiguity puts the base on a firmer footing. But Mauritius can always renege. When you have sovereignty, you can get away with almost anything, says Yuan Yi Ju of Policy Exchange, a think tank. Sovereignty is very powerful. A lease isn't. For Britain, the upside is a diplomatic boost and the end to an embarrassing imperial hangover. But just how much cachet Britain has bought remains uncertain. One former foreign secretary is sceptical. You won't get the global south on board. This won't do it. There will be another demand, he says. You cannot reverse it. You've lost it forever.